Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, the title of our show is On My Way to New York Public Library of Performing Arts. There today, we will see a presentation. It's called La Amire Della Musica. So it's Maya Moore and Della Music. So it's a concert for the music of the woodwinds. You know I'm a clarinetist, so it's going to be an awesome situation that I really am going to enjoy. The program features music by Giuseppe Cambino, George Handel, Irving Fine, Bach, and many more. There are several different musicians that will play today. And I can give you a name list. I wanted to let you know why the show is called On My Way to the New York Public Library of Performing Arts, because I am over here, and what I'm doing is I'm a pedestrian. So I took the walk from 45th to 58th, and I'm in Columbus Circle. So Columbus Circle is a circle, I guess, like almost like an intersection. It's for commuters, it's for pedestrians. It's connected to the Central Park South. It's also connected to the Jazz at Lincoln Center, Dizzy Cola, Coca-Cola Club. It's connected to the Time Warner Center, which there are many shops that you can, where you can shop. There are restaurants, there are bars, collections. It's a new modern type of circular in symmetry, like a circular type intersection. And there you can find like loads of things to do. So, I mean, across from a park, over to several different ritzy hotels, over to a Time Warner built shopping location, out to the jazz club, and a host of statues like the Columbus statue. Then you have one here dedicated in gold to the different seamen who actually have perished at sea. So, and you have hundreds of pedestrians, hundreds of people gathering in the park. You have horse and carriage if you want to take carriage rides. And so it's just an awesome park to depict in our blog. So they also have the subway system. If you want it to come from downtown, from Fulton, they also have an awesome subway entrance right here to the circle. And when you get off the circle, there's an awesome globe-type international piece here, which is like a statue, and it's a silver globe, and it's on the property of the Trump International Hotel Tower. So, like, that's, like, a part of the scene on my way to the performing arts. So tonight there's a concert. We're at 2:30, and today is April 15th, 2000. It's April 18th, 2015. And on my way, to the concert, there's all of this to take in. I mean, modern buildings and sculptures, statues, hundreds of people, ritzy hotels, candy shops, sweet shop, horse and carriage. They have the different cars to eat from, food carts. And you have all of these different monuments that you can go to and study the different sections of New York in this particular circle. So it's a major situation right here, and I wanted to blog. And we're also going to see the woodwinds, and they have a program of a quintet tonight or this afternoon. So it was everything to blog and everything to let you know that there's a travel train service here, and it accesses the A, the C, the B, the D, and the 1. It's at 59th Street, the Columbus Circle Station. And everything is in circular build, so everything is built like a circle, and the whole scene is in a circle. So if you wanted to stay out here, like, all day, and there are bikes, you can rent a bike for a couple of dollars. There's maps everywhere, the Trump Towers, all types of the Rose Hall. If you've ever talked to anyone who's been to New York, tell them that you went online, you searched Columbus Circle, you found information about the different locations that they have here, everything from the Gene George to the MTA services, all the way down to the different locations of the Central Park condominiums. They have a museum of art and design. They also had the store at MAD. And there are so many other things to do here. And you have access to a courier if you need anything like FedEx or mail carriers. So it's not far from the hotel empire. And there's loads of things to do, including dining. There's a Starbucks and many other things. They also have a new car on display inside the Time Warner Center inside the mall. There's a situation there where you can, you know, find out new information on their new showcase, which is one of the most modern cars of 2015. It's a hybrid electric car. So you find out fascinating information there as well. And if you're ever in the community, don't forget to check out this particular section. And it's off of Broadway, so if you've ever been up Broadway, go all the way up to 59th, and there you'll see, you know, the circle, Columbus Circle, that's what it's called. And at 60th, you have the Jazz at Lincoln Center, and there they do jazz several evenings out of the week. And there, I think they have amateur artists, and they have some intermediate artists, and they have all type of artists there. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about on my way, and I'm in progress now. I'm at 60th, and near the Mandarin Oriental Hotel and Taxi Service, across the street from American Apparel. This is 1841 Broadway, and this is the Columbus Circle building across the street. So I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at the artist for tonight, and it's Celia Sparacio, and then we have Veroslav Taskov, and Simon Lauren, Nancy Viza, and Lori Brand. So they're all going to perform several different pieces for the woodwind program tonight, and it's going to also showcase a flute, a oboe, a horn, and a bassoon, and also a clarinet. So we have everything to look forward to. And the Little More Della Musa is about five freelance orchestra members formed the Woodwind Quintet in 2004 as an outgrowth of a desire to play a more intimate and challenging repertoire. The group has developed into an ensemble that not only seeks to play music of the highest order, but also has the goal of entertaining several different types of audiences. The music that exists for the woodwind did not fully meet the needs that were defined, and as a result, they have not only played many of the masterworks that was written for the quintet, but also searched out and arranged music that is well known to their new audience. They started out three concerts in 2004 and have increased both number and venues. As a professional ensemble that plays for many senior residents and limited budgets, they also incorporated their stock as a 501c3 charity. So now they're a nonprofit music group that plays for different events. They play different events all over the country with many venues. And they have received grants from Lower Manhattan Community Council and the local 802, the AF of M, and have structured for many individual donations. So the Amore della Musica is a program that was, you know, interesting to me as a clarinetist from Asbury Park. My son also has music courses, Markel Green from Ethereal Piano on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Tammy Jordan. You're here with us on Blog Talk Radio. And we're discussing, like, trips and travel on your way to, you know, different events with the family. Can you go the scenic route? So this is what was all about today. We went through Columbus Circle. We, you know, had a Columbus Circle. It's filled with entertainment and excitement. There's an entryway to Central Park there. There's also a mall across the street, the Time Warner Building. There's also the Trump Building with, you know, major statues outside. There's monuments from the government as well, Christopher Columbus. There's a lot to see in the circle, so we thought that as a landmark and a tourist right now in New York, that we would blog to you what we found and the different locations that are ultra exciting and may be fun for you and your family to see. Today is April 18, 2015, and the title of our show was On My Way to the New York Public Library of Performing Arts. And that's what we wanted to let you know. We wanted to blog about our concert tonight and at 2:30 this afternoon and let you know we're going to a woodwind show. And then we wanted to let you know to, you know, try to bond with your kids by taking periodic stops as you travel, you know, limiting maybe an eight-hour trip to every hour your stop at, you know, a rest site. Pick up some souvenirs, have a drink, invite them to go to the bathroom. Grab something to eat, even if you packed food, you know, you can maybe buy a candy or dessert only and eat what you've packed. And, you know, let your family get, you know, to take pictures at the different rest stops because there are a lot of family-oriented things there to do. And New York is built, you know, a major city in America, not only major city. If there were no pyramids in the world, this would be the next best thing. If there were no underground cities, you know, in Egypt or over in Africa, there are definitely underground cities here. There's an underground transportation system. We love New York. Hats off to New York. Kudos to New York. And we just wanted to share some of the value that we did find. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Ethereal Bearing. Until next time.